Everyone, welcome back. It is We Watch Stuff 176. I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just enjoying this sunny day in Texas and being happy that I'm not smashing my aunt.
Smashing your what?
My aunt.
What's that?
Having sex with my aunt.
Wait, what? Oh, God. Okay. Jesus. Okay. Game of Thrones.
I forgot you aren't cool, Jeremy.
No, I'm not. So, and I'm at that age where it doesn't matter. So aunt is aunt. All right. Well, I do try to keep up with slang, so I should know that. So, my apologies.
Wait, do you say aunt or do you say aunt?
Both.
People make fun.
I find myself in whatever company I'm at, whoever says it, I'm like, okay, aunt, whatever else. So, because I have that insecurity where I'm like, oh, God, they're going to find out I'm really stupid. So,
no. People, like, sometimes I say both, but I know people make fun of the ones who say aunt tomorrow. An aunt is an insect. An aunt is your family member. I'm like, and you're an asshole.
Yeah. So, yeah. So. Good for you. No. Yeah. Okay, so I was asking Elise about this. So, living down south, everyone calls each other, like, ma'am or mister or, you know, like, Miss Clara or Mr. John, whatever, like, uh-huh. They're not related.
Yes.
Now, when I grew up, I was told to call everyone aunt and uncle, even if they weren't related. Okay, so I'm guessing you didn't do that either. So, all right.
No, I've heard that before. That's definitely a Southern thing.
Okay, because I was like, all right, cool. Because it's down here, which it's weird. I'm in North Carolina now, and that's still considered the South. Because Charlotte's in a weird spot, I guess. So
look, everything from Delaware on down is the South.
And my dumbass is going. Delaware, whatever. Sure, I'll go with it. So,
yeah, like the Briscoes are from Delaware, so that's all you need to know about how Southern Delaware is.
Yes, okay. And I was trying to explain to Elise, like, the Briscoes gimmick is not actually a gimmick. Like, they are kind of that crazy. And she goes, really? I was like, one almost shot the other one filming a promo. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, no, I do not.
Okay.
I would not be surprised.
So you know how, like, they're chicken farmers, whatever else, all right? Mm-hmm. Well, which one's the older one? Is that Mark? No, Jay's the older one. The one that talks more, or has the better teeth, I should say. It's pretty obvious nowadays, because Mark, Jay, whoever, doesn't even try and hide it. But the older one is shooting a gun at a target. And I'm going to go with Jay is walking around. He walks right in front of him as he's shooting a gun. And the bullet has got to be a foot away from him, from where he's shooting. And it was the damnedest thing. Like, he almost died and didn't even flinch. And that's how you know those guys are kind of scary. So,
oh, scary or stupid?
Well, and that sometimes goes hand. Well, most of the time goes hand in hand, really. So, depending on the situation, of course. But anyways, we're not here to talk about the Briscoes or ROH. I did that with Chris on Stunk Granny Audio this week, so you guys can check that out. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, you're the host.
Well, not really. We're both hosts, so I just start the show. So, I don't know.
You do all the work. I just talk, so you get to pick the first topic.
All right, cool. Let's start with, I don't know. Start with the big one then. Usually we try and warm up, but out of nowhere, earlier this week, was it Tuesday? No, Monday. Whatever day it was, out of the blue, they dropped the new Star Wars trailer on us. Or teaser, excuse me, a teaser. And no fanfare, none of that. They debuted it at whatever Disney Marvel convention they were having. And then, boom, it was online with no warning, no, you know, Marvel will be cryptic sometimes. This isn't Marvel, I guess, but, and dare I say, just like all the other trailers, this looks pretty cool.
You're missing the biggest part of that.
What's that?
So when they were announcing it at the location, at the end of the trailer, you hear a certain laugh, yes. And then just if you're confused at who's laughing, Ian McDiarmid comes out and is like, let's play this again, and confirms that, yes, that's me laughing. Ian McDiarmid, who people who may not know by his actor name, is also known as the Emperor.
That's okay. See, I did not know that. All I've done on research for this was look at the trailer. So, I've not read any reviews, by the way, or comments, because I don't care. And that had to be the most shocking reveal of the whole thing. One, okay, so to dissect this trailer real quick, Rey's doing some cool stuff. Cool. I'm with you. Then they go into space, and Millennium Falcon's flying all over the place, and it's like, well, that's odd. And then all of a sudden, to no fanfare, Billy Dee Williams is there looking smooth again.
Yes. And it's been a while since he looked that smooth.
Woo! I got goosebumps when I was like, okay. And then they follow it with Princess Leia, or General Leia, whatever, hugging Rey, which clearly is going to be a flashback of some sort, because... Oh, I mean, I guess not.
They filmed some stuff before she passed, so...
So it's like, you got that excitement, the little twinge, and then, is that Luke talking?
It sounds like it.
That's what it sounded like to me, too. Basically saying, we're never really gone, so, okay, he's in it. And, I don't know, man. Like we talked about before, I was not a fan of The Last Jedi.
Yes, and, I'm aware.
Yeah, but I'm not one of those that's like, oh my god, it killed the franchise, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I had actually had some points to it, not going, oh my god, they had a Chinese and a black girl, or black guys, and okay, cool. But, I don't know, what'd you think about it?
One, it was just unexpected, because we had talked about for a while, like, we hadn't heard anything, like, what's the name going to be, nothing. And then, boom, they just drop a trailer. And seeing, you see Rey, like, first, like, she's meditating, then she's running, like, she's going to really try to outrun a spaceship. And then she basically, like, a backflip with a lightsaber on, like, some ninja shit. I'm like, oh, this is that was definitely a cool visual. And, like, you see Kylo putting his mask back together. Of course, Billy Dee pop up in the Millennium Falcon looking all cool. Mm-hmm. Seeing all of them together, like, Rey, Finn, and Poe. Because yes. It's kind of like they hadn't really been together that much
in
any of the first two movies. So actually seeing them like interact, like the three of them, was definitely fun. And then it's like, you know, you see the Death Star, like the remains of the Death Star, you know, as ruins. So it's like you see the cool Star Wars stuff updated. So I'm just watching the trailer, not really thinking about it. And then I hear that laugh. And I was like, that laugh sound real familiar. And then I was reading about it. It said it was him. I was like... Out of all the people you think would come back, did you ever think, like, the Emperor of all people would just, you know, whatever capacity he'll be back? Was that ever, like, a thought process?
Okay, so when I was a kid playing with my Star Wars toys, I always, and I honestly mean this, always had the Emperor still alive. Because it always bugged me that they never showed him die. Like, Darth Vader fades out and dies. Like, Boba Fett, I always brought him back, too. Figuring he's got armor on, he can get out of that thing with a blaster, you know, whatever.
I mean, he fell.
Yeah, but he fell into like something's stomach. So
I'm talking about the Emperor.
So did Luke, if you think about it.
But he landed on something.
Yeah, well, doesn't mean the Emperor didn't.
I guess we'll find out. It's like, this is an old ass man that, you know, he's fallen. You don't know how big the Death Star is. So it's like, did he fall out the Death Star before the Death Star blew up?
Yeah, or did someone rescue him and take off? Because they did establish... Oh, no, he died. Never mind. I was going to say Darth Maul was still alive, but he's not, so never mind.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know, you figure either he died from the fall or died explosion. I know they've made clones, like in the old books and stuff, they've, you know, it's storyline, like they made clones and he's come back. But that was like, once they bought the movies back together, it's kind of like, you know, that don't count unless we want to use stuff that makes it count.
Yeah,
but I would never would have guessed, like, you know, the Emperor being back. And it's kind of like, you kind of skipped the talk with, like, the online talk, which is good.
Yep.
I call it glimpse and pieces, and I was just laughing. Because it seems like it's three groups of Star Wars fans that's online. Star Wars fans that just enjoy the movies for what they are. Star Wars fans who didn't like The Force Awakens, but like The Last Jedi, and was mad that J.J. Abrams came back and like he's going to do another remix. Or Star Wars fans who liked The Force Awakens and didn't like The Last Jedi and are happy that J.J. Abrams is back to like rebalance the Force. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm trying not to interrupt you. I have that like in my head not to interrupt when you're talking. So it may lead to some awkward pauses for a little while until I get used to this. The one thing that, and if, as I say that, I kill my own thought, but yeah, when it comes to like that sort of stuff, I don't know, it's going to be impossible to please anybody. And it's almost to the point, especially with Star Wars, I don't care who the director is as long as it's good. And even if it were like Rian Johnson would have come back, that's fine. I didn't mind the story, but there were just parts about it I really didn't like. Having the Emperor come back and, well, I guess I'm going to get ahead of myself on this, but having that title and then having the Emperor come back, it seems like a lot of fan service, if I'm using that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Like, good. Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with fan service, first off. And if it makes the movie good, then okay. Like, I don't know. I guess the long way around to this is, do you think they're doing this, the name, bringing the Emperor back, making sure they got this and this, do you think Disney might be worried about the response to this one?
No.
Because, well, I mean, Solo didn't do that well.
But that was separate. I mean, yeah. Like, I just find it laughable that people don't think this stuff is planned out. It's Star Wars.
Well, no, I mean, apparently it's not, though.
No, but come on now. Like, they might have changed some stuff as far as directors, but you really think it's like, oh, like, they had to get a new director because Colin Trevorrow, they like, nah. They saw
this last
because he was supposed to do this one. But I'm sure they probably had a general idea, like, how they wanted the movie to go, like, the story, how they, you know, like, the basics parts. Specifics and tone, they might have left it at the direction of the director, but it's like, this Star Wars. They only gonna wing it so much with Star Wars. You see what happened when people try to go off the reservation. You saw with Colin Trevorrow. You saw with the directors from the Lego movie, because they were supposed to direct Solo, that happened. And you saw what happened with like Rogue One. It's like, we're gonna give you some leeway, but if we feel like you're not doing it the way we want you, we have no problem stepping in. So like, and they, because they've done it multiple times since the new movie's come out. So like you said, if the movie's good, who cares?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I care about, is like the movie being good and entertaining. And fan service by itself is service to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
So people, it's like they want to have it both ways. They complain all the time that the universe is all this stuff in the galaxy far away that's just dealing with like six people.
Yes.
But when you talk about different people and you try to make them like regular, you complain, oh, that seemed like it's cheating. That's like, it's either, you either like it or don't like. You can't have it both ways. You can't complain when they focus on the Skywalker family, but then complain when they focus on somebody else. Because, like, I'm here to see Luke. Who's this new girl?
Okay, so here's the thing, and I'm with you on that, by the way. So, is it Rian Johnson still has his trilogy? Supposedly, he's still going to make that. And all right, good. I mean, part of the Star Wars problem, and I think a lot of people forget, especially fans really forget, that there were only three movies. And they did giant, giant, cultural appeal first off. I mean, you know, changed a lot of things. And then for years, all we had were toys and
books.
Later books. Even the books took,
what, a long time.
15 years, maybe?
I think they start coming out like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah. And so it's like there's not a whole lot there, but we've pumped. I mean, at least Star Trek, love it or not, that thing's been around since, what, early 70s?
60s.
Okay, I was going to say 60s
like,
first.
Like either late 60s or early 70s. Like, yeah. You know, because they had, you know, they had a couple seasons, then they had the cartoon, and then it was like they started doing the movies, and then, like, you know, they still doing Star Trek to this day. Like it was never like a big gap when they weren't doing Star Trek. It was like some type of iteration. Star Wars is like they dropped the three movies, and then it's like they let the fans just like use their own imagination to build this universe. And that's the big problem. It's kind of like, if it's not the way you envision it and you don't have a template of what it should be, then, because we'll get to it like when we talk about something else, then you're going to be disappointed. It's like, well, this ain't what I thought. Because people get on George Lucas and it's like, he doesn't know his own creation. He created it.
Yeah.
Like, how arrogant. Like, you may not like it, and it's plenty of stuff that I don't like. I'm not going to tell him he doesn't know his stuff. It's his.
Yeah.
That's like telling somebody how to raise their children. You can disagree, talking about I wouldn't raise mine like that. They ain't your kids. Those his kids. And then when we had the new Star Wars and the prequel, and he tried to fix stuff that he wanted to and stuff people complained about that. And now we have the Disney one, and it's like, oh, it's too, you know, it's too vanilla, it's too safe, it's too much. It's like people complain saying, I wish we could have Star Wars TV shows or, you know, Star Wars. I wish we had more Star Wars. And now you got more Star Wars, and they throw all the money in the world against it. And it's like, I thought I wanted that, but I didn't really want that. I want, it's like, they don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. Is what I think is they want what they envision. And if you aren't creating it, you're going to be disappointed. Hey, tough shit, fans. Like, it's two generations of people who didn't get to see Star Wars. And now they get to see it. And now you still get to see it yourself. And if you don't like it, you're allowed not to like it. There's plenty of people that's like, you know, they didn't like The Last Jedi. It still made $1.4 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still a lot of God. That's still a whole lot of money. And that's taking into account that Star Wars isn't a big deal in China at all. Like, they look at this like, what's this weird? Because it's like they didn't grow up with that. Like, Star Wars never was in China. So when they got, like, the prequel stuff, it's like, what's this weirdo shit? That's basically what it is. Like, they have no, they didn't, it's not a nostalgia thing. They had no point of reference. So it just seems like it's nonsense. That's why when they get the big box office, it's normally everywhere except for China.
You'd think that would have changed by now. Because they've got their own goofy ass movies that we're like, wait, we don't get it. So
it's like, fair. If I never saw something as a kid, I wouldn't have nostalgia for it as an adult. I would just have to take it for what it is. And Star Wars is something where like, my wife kind of got into it. Like, she watched the new ones. She likes them. She kind of understands it like that. But there's a lot of people, like, if you didn't grow up on the originals and you didn't see the prequels, it's like, what is this? Seriously, it's like, I don't, why do I care about the Skywalkers and what's the Force and this group's fighting this group and, like, huh? Like, and it's not a TV show. It's a 2-hour movie. And it's like they expect you to know every, like, it's like you go watch it casually and have fun if you have the mindset for it. But it's a whole lot of stuff that you would have no clue if you never watched at least like the, not even like the prequels, if you didn't watch like the original three.
I live with someone who never saw the original three, let alone the prequels. So she was really lost at Force Awakens. And then Last Jedi, she's like, okay. But then, like, I showed her the trailer for the new one, stupidly. And when Billy Dee came on, she's like, okay. And I'm like, it's Billy Williams.
Why would she care?
It's Lando. And she's like, exactly. She's like, okay. I'm like, no, wait. But I did say, that's Donald Glover from the Solo movie. That's him older. She goes, oh, okay.
See,
then she put it all together. So.
And that's a new generation. See, and look what you did. These set of movies are setting a template for a whole new generation. Because the way you describe it, that's an older Donald Glover. How ridiculous would that would have sounded like 6 years ago?
And do you understand we're agreeing, by the way, on everything? This may be a first to where I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Yeah, because we're kind of like on the same page. Like, we're very excited to see it.
Yes.
I'm just like, and we haven't even talked about the other stuff. Like, you know, they announced the Mandalorian, like the TV show.
How cool.
And cast is like. So we have Billy Dee Williams coming back in this movie, and we got Carl Weathers going to be on a Star Wars TV show.
That, I did not recognize him. And I said, Carl Weathers. So I looked at the picture again and went, oh my God. Okay, all right. Because, I mean, to be honest, Carl Weathers is two characters, well, three characters to me. Creed. What was his name in Predator? Him.
Oh, Dylan.
That's right. No, Dylan was...
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, I thought
and
that was...
Predator.
What was Schwarzenegger's name?
Dutch.
That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then Action Jackson. And Action Jackson has been on, I think, every other day for the last month. And
was the show that he talked about, you get this bone and you can make a stew?
Oh, I don't know.
Because is it It's either Arrested Development or something.
Yes, you're right. He's the acting coach.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you get don't throw the bones away. You get this put in a pot, and you got this a stew going. And I was like, and it's a lot of people who know that from that. Like, wait, that's Apollo Creed? Yes. It's like, yeah. So it's funny about how, like, you know, acting work. Like, you know, he's in it. Gina Carano's in it.
Yes.
Werner Herzog is in it. Like, it's just all this money that's thrown at the Star Wars universe. And fans are like, it's not the way I wanted it to be. So, yes. Whoa, tough shit. Like, see if you can find that old Laserdisc copy of the original Star Wars and watch that. And then, because it's like, I wonder if they'll ever have the original cut. Since Disney has Fox, if they can bring the original cut back if they wanted to. Because I think that was like the holdup.
I would think. I mean, does Disney like money? Uh-huh. So imagine getting a fork if they, I don't know, digitally redo it. Clean it up, and then put it on 4K?
I mean, they got it. It'd be like Disney Plus. You want to see Star Wars? Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had Darlene watch Star Wars, and so she could understand. So, like, stuff like the Skywalkers and Han Solo makes sense. And she enjoyed it, considering this movie came out in the 70s, and she watched it, like, last year. She actually had a good time. I will say this. I hadn't watched the remakes, like, the stuff they added. So when I watched it, I was like, yeah, this is jarring. Like, some of the stuff you don't really notice, that Java scene, I'm like, this don't look right. And this don't, like, this. If I had seen that first, I wouldn't have felt that way. Because, like, when you see something the first time and it's something that you enjoy, even when they change it or, quote, unquote, improve it, your mind doesn't always accept it. And in this case, it's like they changed it and it didn't feel like it was for the better. It felt like it's like, you know, trying to remake Super Mario Brothers. Like, you don't need to have Super Mario Brothers on, like, PlayStation 4. Like, it's still smooth. It's only going to look so good. It's like, let that be. And that's kind of how it felt.
Yeah, well, that Java scene was actually an original scene. So they digitally put the Jabba the Hutt animation over the actor that was playing Jabba the Hutt. Have you ever seen, like, the pictures of, like, what Jabba used to look like? He was a human being.
No, I did not.
Yes, it's just a fat dude. So underneath that is the guy that was originally Jabba the Hutt. Now, one thing I don't remember, they didn't have I hope this is right. Was it Biggs Darklighter or something? His friend that was on Tatooine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Biggs, because he dies, and in the movie you're like,
so. Why is this a big deal? Then, like, when they do the remake, they kind of, like, enforce that these are friends and everything like that. Like, it's nothing wrong with, like, director's cuts and expanded stuff. Like, if you do it right, because some of them have been good, some of them's like, you don't notice, and some are bad. Like, quick aside before we go, like, Troy. I like the original, because the director's cut is longer. They add stuff that makes it better, but they change the music, and the music is worse. And that just threw me off, like, because I remember the original music, and then the remake, like, the same thing when Deadpool, when they changed some songs, they didn't change it for the better. It's like, I remember in the movies, I like how it sounded in the movies. I didn't like how they sounded, like, when they changed it, and it just messed up the whole scene. Like, so, like, little, like, stuff like that, and it's funny, that's really your brain doing that for you, because, like, you remember how it was when you first saw it and you liked it that way. So now it's like, why are you adding extra stuff? I didn't ask for it.
Well, so before we move on, like, old movies like that, like, if you remember stuff, Naked Gun was on last night. And I was like, oh, there's nothing else on, so I turned it on. And I genuinely forgot how funny that movie was. And then the stuff that was funny, like, the stuff that was funny in the now, it wouldn't be that funny now. Except the one scene that I was rolling laughing, and Elisa just staring at me. When he goes out there and sings the national anthem.
Oh, I remember that.
And he starts off, I mean, out of tune, but he knows the words. And then he just starts going, just changing the words, and then he goes, all the bombs in the air. I lost my mind laughing. She goes, it's not that funny. I go, I'm taking this scene from, like, 87, 89, whatever it was. I'm taking that scene and thinking about it in today's day.
Let's imagine hearing that now.
Oh my lord!
Like the how because it was absurd then. It would just be ridiculous now.
Yes, it would be offensive now.
Yeah, you can still do offensive stuff.
Oh, no.
But
you know what I mean. Like Fox News would be all over it. Can you believe this? The liberal Hollywood making fun of the national anthem. And it's like, no, the guy's a fucking klutz. Or he's a dummy. That's why.
That's the,
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, it's funny, like, thinking like that. Because not even that long ago, because Venom just came out last year, I still laugh when that movie comes on, because I'm watching this almost asleep, and he's about to fight Ryze. He's Ryze first time. And every time I see the sound laugh, he just blurts out like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I lost it. I rewind and watched it again. Because when we talked about it, I was like, you don't hear people swear like that anymore. No. Especially like, you never hear that. Like, you rarely hear that in comic movies. And we talked about that. So just to see that in him just cussing up, like, it was PG-13, right?
Venom or Naked Gun?
Yeah, no, Venom.
Yeah, Venom's PG-13. Yeah.
It feels like it's not PG-13.
No,
between the language, between the language and the vibe, I'm like, if they had a few splashes of blood, this is a rated R movie, like a hard R, because it's like the violence is definitely R, and the language is like R.
Doesn't he call him? He calls him a pussy at one point.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So he's definitely like some hard swearing going on, and like a lot of implied and non-implied violence. So no, it's like if you see stuff like you remember when your childhood, and you know as an adult stuff like, why did I laugh at that? It's like you got nostalgia. You know, that's why I can still watch Commando and see how ridiculous that is. He's gunning down 80 people, and it's really like 5 people that just keep like showing the same clip over and over again. Or this shit from a different angle, slow mo. If I saw that now, like as a Netflix movie, I think it's dumb. I'm like, this shit just looks cheap. But seeing it, like, knowing it was made in the 80s and seeing it now and remember how much I enjoyed it when I saw it, it's different. I just like it.
Oh, boy, we're getting on the quick asides again. So, all right, so last off-topic thing. Do you think Arnold's making movies anymore? I mean, yeah. I haven't seen him in anything.
He's going to be a Terminator.
Oh, fuck, that's right. All right.
And he's got some other, I think he got something else coming out.
Well, I've been seeing him, like, he's been doing a lot of, not physical education, what am I looking for? Like, physical fitness, they just had the Arnold Classic, it was all over that, but I'm just seeing him, like, going back into that world as, like, a spokesman and then helping people out, promoting stuff. So I was like, is he having the full career arc? He started off in that? Movies,
and he
politics,
in that.
Movies, and finishing up, and I'm like, good life, dude.
Well, we'll know if he's laying bricks in his 80s.
Yeah,
It's just funny thing about his career and like how he made it.
Yeah,
it's. You start off from this poor guy from another country. You come here, you don't know the language. You like laying bricks and doing whatever. You change the bodybuilding game. You become like the greatest thing in bodybuilding.
Yep.
Then you become a smart businessman. Then you become an actor. Becomes like the biggest movie star in the world. And then you become the governor of the fifth biggest economy on the planet. Like he wasn't like governor of like Idaho.
Yeah.
Like mayor of like, you know, Charleston. He was governor of California.
Just
like,
yeah.
Like that's if somebody said we're gonna do a book, like, you know, we're gonna write a book, and that's they like, nah, come on, most people, if they're lucky, they're good or great at one thing, and he excelled at three very hard things to do.
Yeah, I remember the political part of that the people like he ran as a Republican, right? And then he did a bunch of democratic stuff, basically.
Threw off that pissed Republicans off. Yes. Of us. It's like, he did marry damn Kennedy. That should have gave you a clue.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so, and then, you know, then did the Republican thing. Well, I guess he did kind of the Democrat and Republican thing, was screwing around. And then, you know, not a surprise. The only way that story is a surprise is if it wouldn't have ever happened. So, yeah. So yeah, anyways, let's get back on topic. So yeah, Star Wars is coming out. Looks like it should be cool. I mean, I hope. It was one long part of the scene, a bunch of cool stuff. And then today you sent it over to me. Hobbs and Shaw just put another trailer out, or mini movie.
A 3 minute 37 second trailer.
Yes, and that looks like that's going to be just as absurd as everything else that has anything to do with Vin Diesel or Fast and the Furious.
Nah, I think they was like this even more. Because it's kind of like Fast and Furious has gotten absurd. But any movie where you got some guy saying, yes, I'm Black Superman, and he's the villain.
And everyone else was saying it.
Yeah, and he actually said it. It's like, I mean, it's funny, the movie started, like, Fast and Furious started with people stealing and selling DVD players and, like, Xboxes. And now we got a genetically engineered super soldier that's, like, bulletproof.
Now, it looks like it's not permanent, though, because they showed, like, some ray gun or something that was enhancing him. So I get the feeling it's going to be one of those where he's got to, you know, get his boost every once in a while.
Hey, so, maybe we all, like I said, we all need our boost. But yeah. Just the whole, and it's funny, like, one, it's a long-ass trailer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like people saying, well, it told the whole movie. Like, no, it just told you the plot. It's like, you could know the plot of the movie. You know it's probably stuff they didn't show you, too. It's like, the plot's just to get from point A to point D. Fast and Furious is about enjoying the damn ride. Like, even if I know where the ride ends, that does not take away the enjoyment of seeing this type of movie. And then it's like, you know, like, they're having a lot of fun.
Okay, like, so they had two, there looks like there's two similar scenes as well. The elevator and then the breaking into the, I guess a lab, whatever that was. And it is PG-13, right?
Yes.
All right, because I can't imagine they would spend that money for it to be R, but I don't know, man. Watching this, and I see, like, because it was, they're breaking in, and he goes, all right, you take this door, I'll take this door. Well, that's my door. No, I'm taking it. Okay, opens it up, and all the people's like, hey, you take this one. He goes, what, there are a bunch of guys behind the door? And then they just, like, the hell with it. And he goes in. They're shooting at him. He grabs a bulletproof vest and is holding it like Captain America's shield. And it pulls out a baton. And I'm going. And then Rock just hits the guy in the face and just watches as he fights everybody. I don't know, man. I'm going to say it only from the trailer. This may be on par with Predator when it comes to guy movies.
Oh, this is a definitely guy. This, like, what if we had Tango and Cash on roids?
And then take them to an island full of Samoans.
Including Cliff Curtis and Roman Reigns. Roman, like...
Very conspicuous.
Yes, like, they didn't try to hide. Roman Reigns in a big time, like, that's a hell of a way to make your movie debut.
Yes.
Being a Fast and Furious movie with your cousin and playing his brother and doing a hockey and having, like, a spear fight.
So yeah, it's a bunch of Samoans who had guns, and then apparently the mom gives them away, so they're like, oh, the hell with it, we're gonna fight these guys with our native weapons.
And Idris Elba was like, all right. And then Idris Elba was like, okay, let's just fight this way. Not, oh, I'm gonna bring you brought sticks to a gunfight. It's like, let's fight hand to hand because I'm that type of villain. I know what part was more, well, I was gonna say, I don't know what part was more ridiculous. And so I saw, like, the final scene.
Yes. That... All right, listen. Triple X was not a good movie, the new one. It was so stupid that it made it fun. And you can go back and listen to the show. We recorded that. Didn't we record that the night we saw it? Or was it the morning?
The morning.
Okay. We were so excited. We actually had a chance to record it the day after. So this final scene, like, one... Okay, so we saw them fight a submarine, and what else they fight? A jet, and whatever else. It never occurred to me that, you know what, we never saw a tow truck at all. I mean, why would we? The next thing they have to fight is a satellite eventually, but instead, we've got a tow truck that has nitro boost in it, and they decide, well, we're going to fight a gunship. All right, why not? And then... they're going over the cliff. So the Rock another is pulling the helicopter down by a chain.
With one arm. Like, I saw this in Civil War. Maybe if I tried this with a chain. And then it's like, oh, let's get another truck to hold him down. So let's get the truck to clean the first one. So by the end, it's like, what, four trucks?
A truck connected by Roman Reigns, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a truck connected to a truck, connected to a truck, connected to a truck, trying to hold down an attack helicopter. Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, good. Because, all right, and we've had this, I think we've talked about this before, but isn't it the time where, like, action movies eventually are going to scale back because they kind of have to? But in the meantime, I don't think we've gotten to peak absurdity yet.
Oh,
now,
no.
Have we had, and I'm being dead serious, have we had a gunfight in space? And I mean a legit gunfight. Machine guns, handguns.
The closest we might have had, well, Machete came the closest. They were in space, but they were on a space station. We're going to have one. You've had movies involved in space. News like stuff blows up, like Armageddon, space station blows up. That movie Lockdown. With Guy Pearce.
Yes. Yeah.
With the jail in space. That was close. I mean, we haven't really had like a gunfight in space because the first thing people say is the physics don't make any sense. You think that's going to stop Fast and Furious? Because it's like, if it's not part 9, part 10, they got to be in space. Yeah. People just assume like that's where it's going to end. Because like, where else could you go at this point? Like, you fought helicopters, you fought tanks, last one you fought a submarine on the snow, and in this spinoff, you fight in a helicopter with a truck. It's like, where, like, it's only...
Underwater,
only,
I guess.
That's kind of boring.
I mean, how silly is that? But yes, I agree with you. I understand what you're getting at, but yes.
And it's like, between this and Mission Impossible, it's kind of like, who's going to be in space first? That's the one I'm thinking. It's like one of those franchises is going to be in space because they're both ridiculous. And the funny thing is they do a lot of their effects realistic. They do a lot of effects like for real. And the Fast and Furious ones seem fake and a lot of those are real. The Mission Impossible ones, they just hammer how real it is because Tom Cruise is like, I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to learn to fly a helicopter.
And at least, well, I guess, yeah, because it'd be a lot easier. I was about to say, well, The Rock's got a stunt double that looks like him, but, yeah, never
mind. But we've seen some of the stuff where it's like, we've seen some movies, like, he's done his stunts, too. Like, what was it? San Andreas? Like, yeah, he did that underwater thing. They made a big deal show, like, you know, some of the stunt stuff we couldn't do, because if you're doing a close-up, you're going to realize it's a stunt double. So, for you to not realize a stunt double, we'll just have The Rock, you know, swim underwater and try to, you know, lift up a door while underwater and hold his breath because he loves his audience too. And Tom Cruise, they thought, oh, Top Gun, I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised if he learned how to fly a jet. I'm like, I'm surprised he doesn't know how to fly a fighter jet yet.
Yeah, or he does, and we're going to be surprised in Hobbs and Shaw. But how, all right. Now, Vin Diesel's going to be a producer on this because, I mean,
he's going to check, but I know he got me feeling like, he probably sent a text to Justin Lin like, you better have something real nice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And then we know they had all that drama or whatever else with the cast and all that. Doesn't this kind of serve as like, all right, like for me, it'd be like, okay, you guys are doing that, then fine. I'm going to get my creative juices going and we're going to sit into this stuff and we're going to do something like to top it instead of pouting about it.
Well, it depends. Like, if you're the fans, you get to enjoy the best of both worlds. Like, you get to enjoy this one, and then it's like you still got the main cast, like the main movie. But if you're like Vin Diesel, it's like, okay, before my only competition was the previous movie that I did. Now it's like I'm competing with two guys that are more charismatic than me doing more outrageous stuff than I did and don't have nine people, like, to share the time with. So he might be feeling somewhere like, it's because like the cast ain't that big in this one. It's basically
doesn't appear so, at least, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's Idris Elba, Vanessa Kirby, The Rock, Jason Statham, Helen Mirren makes an appearance. Who's that girl that was in Baby Driver? Elsie Gonzalez.
Yes,
because she showed up like, you know, and like you know, Helen Mirren makes a cameo. Maybe somebody else will make a cameo, like Cliff Curtis. It's like, that's it. It's not like, you know, because the Fast and Furious cast was kind of getting big by, like, the last one. And then, like, I know this one, they're talking about bringing Jordana Brewster back. And I know The Rock won't be able to do this one because, like, scheduling, which is probably, like, for the best because, like, I don't want a movie where people don't get along. And I know they patch things up, but it's like, I'm curious to see. Now, we definitely going to see this one in August. I'm curious to see how Fast and Furious would be now where it's no Rock and it's no Paul Walker. And it's just like Vin Diesel just like sucking up all the air.
Well, all right. Nothing's come out about it yet, but I wonder if Charlize Theron will be back. Because remember, she's the only villain that got away. And then, yeah, because they didn't really add anybody else unless it's like Fast and Furious, A Search for Han or something. But, you know, or
that's
hey,
still
Wonder,
the elephant. That's...
Fast and Furious. Hey, Wonder Woman. It's just something like that. So,
though, hey. That's still the elephant. Especially Han is still the elephant in the room. Because it's like, it's hard to see Jason Statham like, you know, he killed Han, right? And people still, like, I've seen the comments and everybody loved the trailer. They're like, you know, this is so ridiculous. I can't wait to see it. But, like, every fifth person is like, you know, don't forget that bastard killed Han. And it's like, like, that's kind of a... It is fair, and it's like, you know, that's still in the back of my mind when I watch it. And people keep thinking, like, they got to bring him back sooner. Like, they brought back Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes.
They got to, like, so they got to bring back Han sooner or later because people keep asking about it. And it's still, like, this kind of, like, elephant in the room. Like, you know, you can't have, like, it's amazing how important he is to, like, that story. And it's like, you can't bring back Paul Walker. So that's the only person that, and I mean, if they threw enough money at Gal Gadot, you could bring her back. But it's like, I figured they would save that when they do like the all woman movie. But it's like, bring Han back. Just bring him back.
Unless that's like the happy ending. I don't know. Because isn't the last one, the next one's the last one, isn't it?
Really think they're going to stop after 10? I know they said, like, we're going to do 10 and we're going to stop. Which movie franchise that was still making as much money this was to say, you know what? We're done. We're not making it. Like, imagine that after this last, like, Return of Skywalker, like, you know what? We're not doing Star Wars anymore. The Skywalker story has been told. Peace.
Well, isn't that, well, no, that's true. Never mind. I was it's kind of what The Last Jedi was, but. They obviously weren't stopping making it, so yeah.
Like, you know, even if we don't do Skywalker story anymore, you're not going to not do Star Wars anymore. Like,
right, yeah.
They still keep trying to make Alien and Predator movies, and that's nowhere on the scale.
And Terminator movies.
But that's something to think about. Imagine, because Disney talk about, oh, you know, we definitely interested in making. Imagine Aliens with Disney oversight.
Well, Disney doesn't like making R-rated movies.
They can just call it something. They can put it under like a different thing. They talked about they going to do it.
Yeah, do they have Buena Vista? Is that still around?
I don't know. Bring back Touchstone.
Wait, doesn't Disney own Miramax? I thought they bought them.
I'm not sure. But it's like they could just call it under Touchstone. Like, because they did R-rated movies under a different name before. And they don't. People are like, oh, we don't do art. We don't do like Vaughn. Like, have you seen The Lion King? Bambi? Like, people grew up, little kids grew up on watching people die in movies just because it was a damn lion doesn't mean they don't know about violence and the circle of violence. So, yeah, I'm real curious to see this Fast and Furious movie because it just looks insane. And it's just fun. Like, this whole thing started because The Rock and Jason Statham just got along so well when there's only villains.
Yes. And while we're mentioning Statham, another aside, I finally saw The Meg, by the way. That was a stupid movie, but I had a good time watching it.
Wow. I told you.
It's so dumb.
And yeah.
I'm like, the science really... I mean, I'm not a scientist. Never have been. Like, I was never good at science. But I'm pretty sure that was bullshit. How there's a fake layer to the bottom of the ocean.
I mean, that part was actually one of the most realistic parts because that's kind of like the thing. Like, you get low enough, it get real cold because, like, it's no sun and you're not close enough to the core. So that part's realistic. A super shark that's just going through China and only kills, like, five people.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Now that's not real. Like that's all that died. No, that movie was stupid. It knew it was stupid, and it played it straight.
At least at one point, actually said to me, "No one's done, the shark hasn't eaten anybody yet." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." She goes,
"It will.
Someone better get eaten." And then all of a sudden, they just start getting lopped off. And then one thing that bothered me, like I know the billionaire's always supposed to be the bad guy, okay? But it was kind of refreshing that Rainn Wilson was like, you know, I've called these people, I called this, and you know, I'm very sorry, and I'm mourning with you. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And all of a sudden, he's out there on a boat, and I'm like, this idiot's going to try and chase it down himself, huh?
He lied the whole time.
But he gets killed.
Uh-huh.
And then you find out that he was a bad guy. Like, there was no, like,
there
was no satisfaction.
He kind of gave hints before that, like this whole, you know, I know we're mourning his friend died, but it's like, I spent all this money on this deep sea station, and we ain't doing nothing. Let's go do something. They like, huh? Yeah. Like, you know, like, if we don't do something, somebody else going to do something. I'm not trying to get sued.
Yeah.
So it's like it dropped in the pit that he's kind of like a dickhead. But first, like, you know, maybe he's a dickhead with a conscience. And it's like, no, he's just a rich dickhead.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like I said, I enjoyed it. I liked the fact that Jason Statham's ex-wife was there. And the head scientist's daughter. And they're both kind of like giving him the eyes. And I was like, is this XXX all over again? Like,
no, it's like she
both went, want him, huh?
No, right. The ex-wife was like, you know, we better off as friends as being married, so go date this new one. And instead of like hating, like you normally see, like the ex-wife, oh, the hell with you, like that. She kind of pushing him into like, you know, want him to be happy. How many times he's like, I was like, is the Rock executive producer of this movie? How many times the ex-wife is rooting for his success with the new woman? Yeah. Is it because he saved her life and she's feeling grateful? Maybe, because, like, you know, she almost died. She's gone for, like, an hour, and then she just shows back up.
Yeah, she got a puncture wound, and she's just walking around like nothing. Yeah, I was like, okay. You know, and I love those bad 80s movies where they do that stuff. And I'm not going to start criticizing, like, there's... I don't know if this is a real term or not, but there are such things now as a big-budget Z movie.
Yeah,
and this isn't exactly Z. I mean, this is a big budget B movie.
It's like it's a B movie. It's you know what it is. It's just like Kong. You know what movies like that? Kong Skull Island was like that. Let's take a B movie. Let's give it an A movie budget and an overqualified cast, and boom, let's have some fun. And this was made to make. It's like this is a stupid thing, but let's have some fun. Put some money in there, and guess what? It worked. Cause the movie made a boatload of money. They're going through a sequel. I'm going to be there to see the sequel when they probably fighting a killer octopus or whatever. It's like, this is what Sharknado
is. Seriously? Is that really what it is?
It's based, remember I told you, it's based off a series of books.
Yeah. Oh, no, I meant the killer octopus, if that was.
I'm just guessing. Who knows what it might be. So it's kind of like, why not? We have these movie universes and like these unexplained, like these surprisingly movie franchises that... It's funny, the movie franchise that seem to work the best are the ones where they're unexpected, because like this one, the Godzilla one, is like, it just happened to work, let's just have fun, and it worked. When you try to have this big plan, like the Dark Universe, and then you forget to make a good first movie, it just falls on your ass.
Well, they made two bad ones. Poor Dracula Rises was the original first one.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, no, it doesn't count. It's like, well, yeah, it does.
It should have counted because that was more. I like that more than I like The Mummy.
I tried watching it. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I came in at the wrong time. Like, I didn't catch from the beginning. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Which one?
Dracula Rises. Oh, no. I saw that entire fucking Mummy movie.
Yeah, I know you did. Because I mess with you. I was like, wait till you see this shit.
But, like, that's kind of what I'm getting at, though. Like, that was a Z movie that just wasn't. Like, it was a B movie that wasn't good. So.
It wasn't fun.
No, not at all. No.
That's the fight. And it's funny. The biggest issue was it is we saw The Mummy with Brendan Fraser. Those movies were fun. So you got that point of reference. And those movies are like old. But it's like if you around our age, even like in your 20s, you still remember those movies. Like they came out like the 2000s.
Yeah.
So, and they were fun. And they still hold up as like, they don't make... Well, I was about to say they don't make movies like that anymore. Like, The Rock makes those movies now. Brendan Fraser doesn't make those movies anymore because stuff happened to him in his personal life. But it's like, those movies are fun. And this movie was like, the lead character's an asshole, and he never redeems himself.
Yep.
It's like, at all. It's like, you know, you want to, like, Tom Cruise either has to be real likable or real, like, an asshole, but charismatic asshole like Collateral. Not, I'm just a dickhead. Like, that works when you're, like, Tom Cruise in the 80s and 90s. That don't work now. That don't work anymore with Tom Cruise. Like, you got to have a reason to like him. And in a moment, like, why am I rooting for him?
Yeah.
Like, he never did anything good.
Well, speaking of guys getting into movies, now we got Suicide Squad 2, which apparently is not it's kind of a reboot instead of a sequel. So, Harley Quinn will be in it. Captain Boomerang will be in it. Idris Elba, which we don't know who he's playing. I'm really hoping it's Bronze Tiger, because that's a cool character. And mm-hmm. It would just work. And, I mean, never mind the fact it's a black guy. It would just be cool. So there's that. Later on, Captain Atom was actually in the Suicide Squad for a brief spell. But I can't imagine he'd be like, nah, just CGI me. Like, nah, that's all right. And then now, John Cena's name is attached to this somehow. And because you always know, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, when they're talking about, well, he's in talks to play. No, that means he's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I wonder if the Rock was like, yeah, I got my homie John.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be in one of the movies like The Rock's like a producer in.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
that was
the big surprise when he did it, because it was under the Rock's banner. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, so, they must have made up.
I'm sure they did make up. So it's like, yeah, John Cena, movie star, dipping his foot in the comic world. Like, we figured it was going to happen sooner or later. We didn't figure it would be the Suicide Squad. And, like, one, he just looks like he could be in comic movies, because that head and that jaw.
Yeah.
Just looks like a damn comic book. Like, I'm surprised if they ever did a Halo movie, he could definitely be Master Chief, because he looks like a damn square-headed Marine. And it's funny, my wife asked me, like, you sure he wasn't in the Marines? Because he looks like a Marine. I'm like, no, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, his genetics. I don't know, you see the rest of his family, and you're like, okay, well, I mean, I guess, but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's what it is. But yeah, so no, it's I'm trying to figure out who he'd play, but he can be anybody, really. And
yeah, I have no clue.
Oh yeah, and I'm sorry, who played Amanda Waller?
Viola Davis, she's back.
Yeah, she's coming back too. So
it's like a reboot, but keeping like three of the original people.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he's going to be like a new Rick Flag or something. But I don't know.
Like, you know, and like James, and keep in mind just the fact that you upgrading from David Ayer to James Gunn. And yes, that is an upgrade. Sorry, David Ayer. Going to James Gunn, that's an upgrade. So, and I think this is going to be R-rated. I know Birds of Prey is R-rated.
The property is just ripe to be R-rated. So.
Yeah, and Warner Brothers doesn't have a problem with R-rated movies. Like, because I know Joker's going to be R-rated, and so is Birds of Prey. So they're like, if you keep the budget small enough, I think, you know what I've noticed with them? They've been going this whole thing, we'll do a real big movie and then do a bunch of smaller movies with smaller budgets that has more freedom, so it's less pressure. Like, Shazam doesn't have to make $1 billion when it costs, like, what, 80 or 90 million to make? So it's like, that's fine. It's like, that's a smart thing. Like, have Aquaman be the big thing. Have this Wonder Woman sequel be the big thing. And then do your small ones the way you want to. So, I mean, this is a weird plan, but it's working.
I saw an article. I didn't read it. I just saw the title, and it was like, you know, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, or Shazam saved Warner Brothers Pictures, but not, or DC's Pictures, but not before they saved themselves. And I'm like, okay, one, I hate those titles. And then two, I'm like, but I didn't read it. So.
It was basically saying, like, that stuff like the Meg and smaller movies help Warner Brothers, like, make a profit, so they didn't have to put all their eggs in one basket with the comic movies.
Yeah.
But the comic movies doing well help the DC brand to the point where it's like, you know, you kind of trust DC now.
Okay, that makes
sense. And it's like, you know, because like before it's like, you know, I don't know about this one. And now it's like, you know what? If it's a DC movie, you don't, you not feel with dread. You feel like, okay, I'll give it a chance. Like, you know, like the Wonder Woman sequel is going to do gangbusters. Like, I already know that from Jump Street. Because, like, you know, Wonder Woman had to deal with all of that. It was good. It made a lot of money. Sequels to good movies always do well as long as they brought out during the right time. And it doesn't have to deal with the whole, we got to prove ourselves. And then it's like Patty just had more control. So she gets to, she doesn't have to deal with, you know, Jackass.
Yeah, well, I know Geoff Johns was helping write it. So I was, I don't know if he's actually going to be a part of it or not. But I know he was rumored to be saying, "Yeah, I'm helping write Wonder Woman." But
yeah, but I'm more talking about the other one, Zack Snyder, that stink.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's, I don't know that. And I'm gonna be very honest here. Do you think if there was somebody that was over his shoulder going, "No," if those movies would have if they would have turned out to be better?
No.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's different. Like, some people are like, they do good with, like, Tarantino is somebody like, you know, he has a great mind, but can be messy, and having a good editor helps him. Michael Bay is different, where he has a vision and an editor will help it, but his vision is still the same. Like, he's going to do what he does. And that's the problem. That's Zack Snyder's problem. Like, he's a nihilistic 14-year-old. Like, I'm gonna make superheroes on how I think they will be in real life, which is fine. I don't want to see that. Yeah, you know, real life Batman would be insane, and Superman would be like a mega hero. Why would somebody want to go? Like, yeah, if Superman grew up in Kansas with parents who probably voted for Donald Trump, he might have grown up the way he is. But why do you think people want to pay money to see that? Like, people think of Superman hope, dreams, a better version, somebody to look forward to, not this whole, hey, Dad, they was going to die. Maybe you should have let him.
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's, I'm like, do I want to pay money to see that? I could just deal with my neighbor if I want to do that, and I could do that for free. I don't want that from Superman. And that's like Zack Snyder's thing is, like, he directs like he's 14. Like, every woman's a sex object that's getting raped half the time and has no agenda for themselves. And every man is just jacked up with angst and just full of anger, ready to prove something. It's like, that gets tiring after a while. And you can't do that. You can do that with Batman, maybe. You can't do, like, The Flash, Wonder Woman, especially Superman. Like, he's somebody where if he just did a Batman movie and he was, like, in control of DC, that'd be one thing. It's like, okay, I don't like this Batman, but it's just Batman. But you put him in charge. It's like, imagine Michael Bay ran MCU.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I already saw we did the Transformers. So.
Yeah. It's like, it's imagine, because people complain about Marvel not having sex, enough sex. Put him in there.
At least we would have got the real Captain Marvel outfit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's just, yeah. It's really funny to point that out. Like, in the 90s, no one thought about that, you know? Mm-hmm. Going to the X-Men, any of the women characters, all right? And then, remember, they even had the bikini issues from Marvel.
Those.
You know? So, yeah, so you had the guys who are in, like, their boxers and briefs and all that, and then the girls, like, you know, posing like the swimsuit issue. And no one said, she's wearing a thong. Like, she's wearing a thong to fight Magneto. What the hell's going on here?
Where's our armor at?
Yeah, no one said anything. And nowadays, we look back and go, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. And the people who did it are now going, yeah, you know, we shouldn't have done that. Well, no. That was just the time. It's okay. We want a little flash of reality now. And that's good. Because how funny would that be? Scarlet Witch with, like, her titties popping out. Like, going over to the Vision, like, oh my God, and then she fades away, and you're like, no!
it's weird just thinking about all of that. It's like, you know, because the people, like, those costumes look different when it's live, and you realize, oh yeah, the X-Men dressed like a bunch of strippers.
Yes.
And it's like, it's, you know, it's seen in the comic. It's like, oh, you know, it's teenagers or young adults. That's one thing. As much as it'd be like, you know, I don't think Halle Berry with a cape and a thong on a big ass screen is like, how's she fighting him with that? Like, that's just so impractical. Or like, I'm surprised Olivia Munn looked like comic Psylocke without looking perverted. Like, she, and that's because it's hard to find it, because now it's like the Storm in latex and, like, you know, even Scarlet Witch, because it's like Elizabeth Olsen, those movies shows off plenty of cleavage, but she looks nowhere close to how
right.
her comic costume used to look. And, you know, like, you bought out how they changed Captain Marvels and they changed Rogues and they changed, it's like, yeah, it's not, it's only practical if you're a pervert.
Yeah. Well, also, changing Rogues is fine, too, because she was running around in a freaking jacket. So, I'm not even going, like, with the other part. She was wearing a brown bomber jacket after it. Like, okay, whatever. So, yeah. Now, it's a change of times. That's fine. I mean, there's literally nothing wrong with it. But I know people will complain, and whatever. It's just what people do. Like, I honestly saw people complaining, like, John Wick movies weren't good. And I just went, well, I'm never going to read these again. And it was after the John Wick, like, the first preview for 3 came out. So I was like, these movies are just emotionally detached. There's really nothing going on in it. I'm going, shut up. Take it for what it is. I mean, I don't know. It goes back to not reading the comments, which I just don't want to do anymore. That's why Chris pointed out I'm not active on Twitter anymore. I'm like,
no. Good. Be smart.
There's no point. I mean, I can only look at Cam's 47 texts in 15 minutes. Trying to stir up shit before I go,
or cover NXT. his funny the day after NXT thread. Yes, yes. So
I'm obviously joking about that. But yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
but no, it's kind of like, you know, I avoid those type of things. Like, we have too much stuff that we enjoy to complain about the stuff that we don't have or the stuff that we don't like. It's like, you got, if you can't find anything you don't like, you need to read a book. Cause it's too much stuff out now, especially if you're like in the genre stuff like we are. Like, we just get everything we wanted. We basically get now. I wish we had Star Wars shows. I wish Marvel had all their characters back. I wish we can do this and we can do that. And now it's like, yeah, you got all that. If you watch Star Trek, you got a new Star Trek show that you can watch. They come out with a newer one. Oh, you missed Patrick Stewart being Picard. Guess what? They're making a show for you. Yeah. Say you like Batman, but you want to see, like, maybe I want to follow somebody else. Okay, they're doing a show about Alfred. Like,
yeah, that one I'm like. Because,
I'm just an example. You know, you wanted to watch something about Superman, but something different. They got a show about Krypton. They got Doom Patrol. They got Teen Titans. Oh, you miss Young Justice? We're bringing that back. Oh, Clone Wars, you like that cartoon? You met and finished? They're bringing that back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're finishing that season because they didn't get the chance to do that last season. So they're doing that. So they're bringing that back. I think Jordan Peele was talking about if he had his chance, he'd bring back Gargoyles because he liked it so much.
See, I never watched that.
That was an awesome cartoon. Yeah,
just never.
That was that, and that's the first time I realized he was not as innocent as people thought it'd be, because the first episode I watched, people were dying. At 3:30 in the afternoon, not, oh, he got wounded. No, I fell off a goddamn castle and landed.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Jesus. That type of thing. People were, that was one of the best cartoons. Like, when they say best, like, it's like Batman, X-Men, Gargoyles, like top five of that era. So, no, it's like, they had all the stuff that you miss or you used to like it like that, or you wish you thought of, it's a chance either they're working on it is already out. So you have no business to complain, even in wrestling, which we could finish off
with. Yeah, let's finish up with wrestling. So you already know what I'm going to ask you about. So, worst name ever? Can you think of a worse name than Viking Experience?
I would have to think about it. And the fact that I say, there's been some bad names. Mm-hmm. I would definitely have to think about it. But the fact that it doesn't come to mind says how bad that is. Because not only that, they changed, like, was it Ivar and Eric?
Oof. Which apparently are names of characters on the show Vikings. Because
yes.
Kevin watches that, and he was like, because when it happened, I immediately hit you up, and then as I was typing on the computer, I hit up Kevin on text asking, because Kevin watches Raw starting at 8:30, so he can skip most of the commercials. So I told him, I was like, did you start yet? He said, no. And I went, please let me know. I go, one of the funniest things you're ever going to see is coming up. You'll know. Just let me know. He immediately, when he texts back at like 9, he goes, are you fucking kidding? I'm like, greatest name change ever. I just...
You know what's funny? You know something's bad when everyone on Twitter agrees. Yeah. Because the moment it happened, I went on Twitter and I tweeted something. And like 30 people tweet like, what the hell is this?
Yes.
And I'm like, and it's not only the name is dumb. That's the name you come up with. It's not like they just showed up. They've been in NXT for a while. Yes. So you already changed the name from War Machine to War Raiders. If you didn't like War Raiders, then why'd you call them War Raiders in the first place?
Well, you know, okay, so it's come out now. He was originally, Vince was going to change their name to the Berserkers, which...
would have been better.
Okay, so one of the first jokes I had, which at least has no idea what I was talking about, was I was like, why not bring the Berserker in as their manager? So I was like,
Is he still alive?
I don't know. So, which is just, it's terrible. Like that era, we're like, yeah, bring this guy. He's gone. I'm like,
I mean, he was old. He was old then.
Yeah.
So,
but I love that character. It was hilarious. Even as a kid, I'm like, this is ridiculous. But the Berserkers is 1,000 times better. Maybe 1,000,000 times better.
Yes, because it's like somebody told us the Viking Experience. They're good in the regular season. They choke in the playoffs. I did get a good laugh at them. I'm like, the name, and you heard Michael Cole try to explain it. Ivar and Eric, NXT champion. I'm like, I watched NXT. I don't remember a team called. They're like, what the hell? Like, don't try to pawn that on me. And
yeah.
I'm just like, this like, yuck. And people are just making jokes like, they gonna call Velveteen Dream like Mike. some nonsense like that. Like, it's bad enough in WWE, like, shortens names because it's like you can't have a first and last name unless it's your real name or they don't like multi-syllables. And people say, oh, you know, because the latest one, like, when they did with Mustafa Ali, and they always bring up, like, Neville and Cesaro and so on. I'm like, they even did the Triple H. Like, they've been doing it. And I think it started probably, like, the 90s. It's just something like, you know what, if it's too many syllables in your first or last name, you go on by one name. And I don't get it, because, like, they did it to Batista, Triple H. Who else they do it to? You know, they did it to Cesaro, Rusev, Big E,
Ali.
Big E. Like, everybody, basically.
Yeah,
everybody.
Xavier Woods. Yeah, he's still Xavier Woods. Okay. I don't know who I don't know the name of the announcer, but who's the guy that's been doing the ring announcing? Who's in like Shane McMahon, best in the world?
I can't forget. I know you're talking about. Okay. I can't remember his name.
At WrestleMania is when I first noticed that he goes, in his challenger, Kofi! And I went, are you joking? King! I was like, okay.
Kofi.
Oh, that he's got to be next. But that's why it's weird that Daniel Bryan is now the real Daniel Bryan. Like, he's is a fake name, and they've added to it.
Well, they did the same thing with Bobby Lashley. He's the almighty Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that one's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool. I'm just surprised because normally it's like you're going to keep it as short as possible. Now, like, they adding stuff. It's like it's no consistency.
Didn't
like
they try cutting him down to just Lashley for a while?
Yes.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
that just sound weird. Like, you know, some names you can do that, but it's like, you know, hey, even Rocky Maivia was just The Rock. So, but no, beyond that, just seeing like how SmackDown won again as far as the superstar shakeup. It's funny how they keep, and unlike last year where people thought they lost till they realized 2 months later, like, oh, SmackDown got over. Yeah, they basically cleared up the tag division, got amped up the women's division and got Finn Balor and Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns gets to beat Batista now on SmackDown, but nobody bothering them.
Have you noticed that people are starting to kind of boo him again?
Oh, yeah. You know, can't, like, he's in remission, so you can boo him.
Yeah, it's like, hey, congratulations. Don't you dare take Kofi's title away. And it's like, guys, it's pretty clear it's going to happen. So just enjoy it while it goes.
Yeah, I got the feeling that, you know, Kevin Owens beats Kofi and Roman beats Kevin Owens. Which makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, because Kevin Owens being a babyface in the New Day was hilarious, even though it's like, I'm still used to Kevin Owens as a heel. Him being a face to seem weird, it helped being in Montreal. But it's like, you know, and I thought they said like Samoa Joe was going to be on Raw, but like he was sick.
Right. Yeah, he so, had the flu, or has the flu.
Like, Rey Mysterio being on Raw makes no sense, because the last time he was on Raw, it didn't work. Like, he doesn't. Some people just, like, it doesn't matter what show. Some people just fit, like, certain shit. Like, I've always thought Rey Mysterio was a SmackDown. Like, It just makes sense. Like, because his size, like, he was always on there for the most part. But no, like, SmackDown looks real, like, real good. They basically got a woman's, I guess they're going to do, like, all the women's tag matches on that show. And, you know, having Finn Balor in the mid-card, the Hardy Boys who found the Fountain of Youth. Yeah, because how does Matt Hardy look younger than he did when he used to dress like that? Like, I know, yeah, I worked out, I got in shape, I got money, I work out, I'm in shape, I don't look like I was when I was 18. Maybe I don't have Matt Hardy money. Maybe I need some Matt Hardy grapes.
Yeah, maybe have your own compound in Cameron, North Carolina helps. I don't know. Something he's doing right, so God bless him. It's generally nice to see such a success story now. Like, because we all remember what it was like, and the fact that it's way better now is great.
Yeah, like, him and Jeff, like, kudos to him. So, you know, Lars Sullivan back.
I'm happy about that, but I know some people aren't, so they're wrong.
I mean, it's more not necessarily the wrestler, but the man behind the wrestler. So,
man, the more we find out about stuff, I don't want to know about him. So I'm just taking for what it is. You know, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, like I try to do that. And I, you know, it's kind of like, and I know you like your monsters and stuff. And it's like he's there to replace Luke Harper. God bless. Yes. I will say this because we can wrap up soon. I don't know if you saw that backstage segment, but when the Icons were making fun of Bayley and singing her song talking about where did Sasha go, I laughed my ass off so hard.
And that seems like so legitimate, but it's not. Like, they're horrible people, but they're not. So
it's really Christian. All the accents.
Yeah.
That's just like they're heels that never try to be faces, and they're annoying, but they're so good at that. Like, fans is like, they want to boo, but they like them. It's weird. It's not like ring skills. It's like they just appreciate them being like these super heels. Because they don't mind being cowards. They don't. They just old school heels that just happen like supermodels and got annoying ass voices. Yes. And they play it to the hilt. And it's just like they're entertaining. Like they're gonna be on the right show. Because looking forward to seeing how them run away from Asuka and Kairi Sane.
Yeah, it was cool to see Kyrie. I haven't watched NXT, but I know she like wins by DQ or something, or loses by DQ, just something goofy like that. So I was like, okay, she's clearly leaving. But and I was happy Io Shirai's staying in NXT. Yeah, we haven't gotten that one-on-one match yet, so it's like, all right. So
and having Paige there as their mouthpiece helps, because you don't have to worry about promos. They just get to beat people up, and yeah, they're gonna beat up plenty of people. And Bayley getting a fresh start. Like, good for her.
Why was she being booed? I was totally lost on that. Did she say or do something?
It's something where smart fans don't like Bayley anymore. I don't know if it's because of, like, the stuff with Sasha Banks or how they booked her. It's funny how Bayley went from just being beloved to, like, some fans like her and some fans don't. And I don't know if it's, like, a Montreal thing or what it was. Because it was, like, they were cheering for Ember Moon, but they were booing Bayley. They kind of booed Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, and they really like Asuka and Kairi Sane. So they got plenty, because it was funny, like Naomi went to Raw, so like, okay, Naomi and Bayley be a good team, and then Bayley just goes to SmackDown. Oh, Mickie James goes to SmackDown, and Liv Morgan gets broken off in a riot squad, And she's going to SmackDown.
I get the feeling that Riot Squad stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if Sarah Logan joins up with the Viking Experience.
And Ruby Riott's just being by herself.
As I said, Lisa just got home. And as I said, Viking Experience, she started laughing. So
that name is stupid.
Man, alright, and we gotta go because my food's here. So, priorities. Imagine you're watching wrestling, right? And you're like, hey, friends, come on over and watch. Alright? You got in the ring. You got Ricochet and Aleister Black doing cool stuff. You're like, oh, what are their names? Oh, Ricochet. You know what Ricochet means. And you got Aleister Black. And, well, who are those two weird-looking guys? Well, that's the Revival. It's like, what they lack in looks, they make up for in talent, you know?
But I always thought that name was weird.
Yeah, in NXT, like, it worked.
Yeah, it's kind of like, are they, because I guess it's like, you think about it based on the gimmicks, like, we're bringing back old school tag team wrestling. But when you hear their music, it's like, what are they, a church team?
No, they're cool, like, guys.
Yeah, we don't kick no flips, just kick no whatever.
No flips, just
and we go. Yes. Yeah, we go hard.
All day, all night.
And then, okay, calm down. I'm like, this just seems like, it's just weird.
Yeah, but who else was in that match? I can't remember. Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. Mm-hmm. You're like, these are two nerds that finally won the titles. And then, who are the bruiser-looking guys with the face paint stuff? They look like Vikings. Like, yeah. they're called the Viking Experience. What? Yeah. I keep saying this. Elise goes, why don't they just call them VKE?
They just might call that.
That's better. And you can put that on a shirt, and it doesn't even have to be a wrestling shirt. So, yeah, I just keep saying it, hoping it gets out, but... So that's wrestling, folks. But yeah.
Yes, like they basically, you know, souped up SmackDown to get ready for them to move to Fox and put Miz on Raw so he can do his show easier. So, because that show gets 1 million viewers a week. So,
do you watch it?
Yeah.
I can see why. It's entertaining. So is
this, and it's like, you know, they're entertaining and they're likable. Like, it's easier to see Miz as a babyface if you watch that show, because he's like, Miz is like, you know, the kid from Cleveland that's living the dream life.
Yeah.
It's just, and then knows he is, but claims it because he's like, I earned it, so I'm a joyous. Like, but he's not an asshole about it. He's just nice, which is this weird thing about the Miz just being a nice guy. But it's like, yeah, the Miz is just a regular old nice guy that somehow made it to where he is. It's like super, you know, model wife, dream job, rich, and just, you know, and now elder statesman and beloved by the fans of WWE. Who would have guessed that would have happened?
He's Chris Jericho. Especially when he was kicked out of the locker room when he first got there.
And he brought, like, Miz basically is Chris Jericho.
Oh boy, Chris Jericho would die to hear that.
I know. Yeah. Imagine how CM Punk feels. When CM Punk is... we can wrap up. Imagine irony, CM Punk, when he was on one of those Road Rules Real World challenges as a, like, contestant, and it was hosted by The Miz. They just flipped spots in their lives.
Yeah, and is Punk still training MMA?
I hope not.
Yeah. Well, he can still train all he wants. Because he has a fight, so. Alright, well, that's enough for this week, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the overly positive show where we agreed from mostly everything this time. So that ain't going to happen again. Next show, we'll figure it out. But Thursday, we're both seeing Avengers. So beware of spoilers, because apparently it leaked and people like ruining things. So
I'm lucky I avoided it.
I didn't see anything. Anything Avengers related, I just shut off. So you're not on the internet either. So... yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Social media, Stunt Granny. You know, I look for We Watch Stuff and all that good stuff. And I'll let Shahid take us out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and I don't have anything cool to say. We are out.